The Wrestling Perspective Network is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when using our special promo code PERSPECTIVE. Just pay $5 shipping.
Welcome back to another great episode of The Revisionist Booking right here on the Wrestling Perspective Network. We have a very special guest with us today. No, it's not Michael. He's not special. But we have the one, the only, Justin Juice Wallace from the Juice Pro Wrestling Podcast. Justin, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we can't get any better than that. We're out. We can't, you know, can't do any better than that, so.
All right.
But it's great to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, Michael, we had a, you know, a little bit of an audible at the last minute, and glad that you could, you had the time for us and could come on.
I always got the time for you guys.
There you go. Justin is actually around my neck of the woods, so. RJ is outnumbered this week on the Revisionist Booking Podcast.
I'm always outnumbered. Who are you kidding?
That's true.
There's only the two of us half the time, but still. So we're doing a little something different. You know, we're starting off this stretch to WrestleMania. April 7th, I believe, is the date in my neck of the woods. Have you, Michael Berry, in... New York City, well, sort of New York City. Well, New Jersey, anyways. It's like the evil step. It's like the redheaded stepkid of New York City. So,
hey, are you doing Mania crawl thing?
No, jeez.
No.
Down there
in Jersey.
Oh God, no! I won't go to Jersey. I'll watch it from my. I got a nice 60-inch TV in my man cave here, and
sweet.
Can watch a little bit better there, and I can drink as much as I want, and. You know, exactly. And probably by the end of the like 7-hour pay-per-view, I'm probably going to do it either way. So,
Lord knows it's going to be long.
Yeah, that's what I did a couple years ago in, supposed Undertaker's last match at WrestleMania. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But we're going to be doing our stretch of WrestleMania shows between now and WrestleMania. This week, we're going to have a little something special. We're going to have an Ultimate WrestleMania card. So we're going to have 11 matches. You can only use one guy or gal once. We're going to have the location or fantasy location for to have the WrestleMania. And we're actually going to have our broadcast team with play-by-play, color commentary, and backstage interviewers as well. So... it's going to be, it shall be interesting, but what do you say, Michael?
Well, you know, I'm pretty excited about this week. So basically we're taking a look at, you know, it's basically a WrestleMania all-time card. So there's an opportunity here for us to, you know, pit talent that either, you know, isn't from the same area or maybe, you know, he had a talent, unfortunately, pass away too soon, and you're kind of able to book them in, you know, a different type of a match. So I think I'm pretty excited.
So, you know, before we get started, just a couple of questions to kind of get to know Justin a little bit. But for those of our listeners that don't know you, what you kind of do for work or for a podcast or whatever the case may be, just kind of tell them a little bit something about yourself.
Well, I am the vocalist for Indiana grindcore band Handsome Prick. We are on Horror Pain Gore Death Records. You can pick up our albums on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere. Just Google Handsome Prick. I also do the Juice Pro Wrestling Podcast weekly. It comes out every week on any podcast platform. We just sit and we talk about wrestling culture as a whole. You know, there's really no limit to what we talk about and discuss, and it's kind of all over the place and wild, and it's a good time, man.
Now, what kind of, obviously being a wrestling fan that you are, what got you into watching pro wrestling, talking pro wrestling, that kind of thing?
I would say as a kid, I mean, I'm going to date myself here. I'm 36 years old. The earliest I can remember is probably Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people my age probably have the same perspective on that. And then from there, I don't know. You know, it's you guys are huge fans. It's just something that hooks you, and it really did. And I've said this many times on my show. It's like great to be a part of and be around, like, especially nowadays because we're entering the third boom in professional wrestling. You know, it's there's so many reasons really why I got into it. It's just whether you want to call it escapism or, you know, it's just awesome entertainment. It's just like in my bones, man, and that's why I decided to do the podcast, because I would nerd out on this stuff, and it was like, hey, why the hell am I not talking about it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that, you know, and that's, I don't know about Michael, but, you know, it's one of the things where, out of the three of us, I'm the youngest one, so
how Michael's old are you? The old. You
attend I'm 35. I'll be 35 in June.
Oh. Yeah, but how many years is that in Canadian?
64.
You hoser.
He really enjoys the poutine fries.
You gotta live up to it, come on. But, no, I can't speak for Michael. He does that and well enough for himself, but...
You're welcome.
Exactly. So, you know, for me, with pro wrestling, you know... It is, to me, kind of like an escape. You know, the everyday BS that you have to deal with, whether it be, you know, family issues or work issues, whatever. You know, it's something that you can sit down in front of the TV, whether it be Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-view, whatever wrestling you watch. And you can just forget about everything for the next, you know, 3-4 hours, where however long the show may be, if it's a WrestleMania, 9 hours or whatever. So, but... It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of like an escape. And, you know, even today, though, it's like, okay, I got wrestling on. When wrestling's on, everybody knows, don't, just leave me alone.
But see, nowadays, though, it's on like every minute, every second, every day.
Well, yeah, pretty much. If you got the network, everybody has a network now, so.
Yeah. Well, it depends now which network you have, though. There's so many.
That's true.
Yeah, and then you can even just find something on online. Or something that you can stream no matter where you are. So,
oh yeah, the one analogy I love to use is, to me, wrestling nowadays is like craft beer. You know,
Everybody's got it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, especially out here, and I'm sure it's the same way out by you guys too. But it's like every other day there's a brewery popping up here in Western New York, whether it be in Buffalo or Rochester or wherever the case may be.
He means Canada.
You know, I love beer, but it's like, come on, guy. I don't really want all this, like, cranberry and raspberry crap in my beer. I'm like, I just want to go get a Miller Lite.
I don't know about the Miller. I'm a Bud guy myself.
There you go. There you go.
Michael, I don't know. Are you an avid beer fan, Michael, or what?
I am. You know, definitely drink beer. I'm more of a stout guy. Or an ale guy. I like.
We're not talking about your stature.
Get out of here.
would you agree with me in saying we got like the best brewery in the world going with Three Floyds?
Oh yeah, Three Floyds is amazing. It's awesome. Yes. It's a great brewery. Hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
are their names Floyd or no?
It was. It was started by three brothers, or actually a father and a couple of sons. And I believe the main owner now is Nick Floyd. And he does a lot of stuff, man. He's a big metalhead. He's into the comic industry. He's got his hands in everything, man. And you're a big stout guy, Dark Lord.
Oh, yeah.
We got Dark Lord Day coming up. It's pretty intense, man. I love everything they do. I've had a couple of them guys on the show, and I love their style. Love the brew, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like that, you know, Canadian crap that RJ likes to drink, Molson or whatever.
Hey, that Molson, that was some high school brews for me, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you get an A for effort, my friend.
Remember remember Ice House? Yeah, nobody does.
Oh, God, I used to beer bomb those.
You ever play, not that we're promoting this, but do you ever play Edward 40 Hands?
Oh, no, gosh. I've chugged 40s. OE 40s, keeping it gangsta.
So, like I said, we're not promoting this, but in college, we used to duct tape 40s to our hands. And we had to chug them, and they wouldn't be able to get them off our hands until they were gone.
Oh, man.
And we had what you said was Ice House and Keystone.
It's funny, my girlfriend's listening. She just said she's done
it. There you go. Hey, see, you know, maybe she's like part Canadian or something, you know?
Are you part Canadian, babe?
Pennsylvania.
She's from Pennsylvania, you know, the Latrobe Brewery.
If it's
Oh, she's Amish then.
Oh, wow.
She said some words I cannot repeat.
No, wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's not good. I apologize. That's just terrible. So anyways, back on to wrestling. We're going to start off with our Ultimate WrestleMania card or locations. We can go one by one and tell everybody where we're gonna have our WrestleManias at.
Sweet.
So, Jesse, if you want to start off being our guest, tell us where your WrestleMania is going to be from.
Well, being a Hoosier myself, I gotta bring it back to Indianapolis, Indiana. Like before we went on air, I was telling you I was at WrestleMania 8, and I really, you know, with the stadium, the dome they have, it kind of boggles my mind how it hasn't actually came back to Indianapolis. Oh man, it makes me laugh. But yeah, I'm bringing it back to Indianapolis, man, where the Colts play, even though I'm a Bears fan.
Well, that's I apologize.
Hey, you know, it's all right. Cody Parkey sucks, but we destroyed pretty much everything this year.
Hey, go big or go home, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna stink, I guess you're gonna stink pretty bad.
Yeah,
I should know.
we
I should, I, sh I should know I'm a Bills fan,
Yeah, I mean, we destroyed the Bills too, right? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah.
No, you don't, you know, that wasn't the Bills, those were the Jills.
The Rick Jillas?
Well, no, well, that too. No, the back in the day when they actually had cheerleaders, their cheerleaders were the Jills. So everybody, I always used to call them the Jills when they played terrible because they played like a bunch of women.
That was all the
So,
time.
well, true, but
He's
more
at
more so
Krasinski
than.
RJ on Twitter, everybody.
Yeah, you can hit me at Krasinski RJ on Twitter. Do not go to the shows page because Michael does that, so.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't.
Shh, come on. Ixnay on the page A, KA?
A? You get an
A?
A minus for effort there.
Okay.
I'll save the minus for a rainy day. So anyway, so my WrestleMania, Michael, you can go last for that comment.
Oh.
My WrestleMania is going to come from a stadium that has had wrestling there before, but has never had a WrestleMania. My WrestleMania is going to come from the historic Wembley Stadium in the UK.
Nice.
You know, I've always wanted, you know, it's been to Toronto, you know, it's been out of the country, but it's never been over the pond. So I definitely want to see that happening. Hopefully someday soon we can see that.
See, I really, even though, yes, it is out of the country, but I don't consider Canada necessarily out of the country. Like, I want to cross some water, you know what I mean?
Well, you can, depending on which way you fly, you can fly over Lake Erie or Lake Ontario, so
Yeah.
it's not over the ocean by any means, but
Right. Japan would be huge.
yeah, I just don't, the way that would be obviously ideal, but I just don't see WWE doing that. I think they're
No.
kind of testing their waters now, not to get on current product, but I really think that they're testing the waters with that, with the whole NXT now, where they're branching out towards the UK, they're branching out towards China, I think, a little bit. But I think they're kind of going to try to dabble in Japan anyways and see how that takes off first. But so if we don't let Michael talk, he's going to yell at me, and I really don't want that to happen, at least now anyways, with a witness. So Michael, where is your WrestleMania going to come from?
So when you think of the WWE, the WWF, you think of New York. When you think of New York, you of course think of Madison Square Garden. So we are going to go back where it all began, and it will be at Madison Square Garden.
Well, you lied. You said it was going to be at the
I did Rose not Garden. Lie. What are you talking about? We're talking about it now.
Lie. You lie.
Too much lie. Too much inside baseball there, sir.
How many Manias have they done at Madison Square Garden now? At least a couple.
Yeah. Was it three?
Probably three, yeah.
I think it's, what, 1, 10, and
20? Was 20? The last, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really thought they're going to go back there at for every 10 years. I really thought they're going to stick with it.
I mean, they're
that.
Going,
I
they're,
they went to
at the end
New
of the day,
Orleans,
they're going back to New York, right? I mean, but it's New York, New Jersey. It's because now they're doing
That's
everything
right.
at stadiums.
It's bigger, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, and I think they got some sort of deal with...
they're on that Blue Chew.
No, not... Well, that too, I'm sure they got a deal with that, but they have a deal with the... who's where do the Nets play in Brooklyn there?
Barclays.
Barclays.
I think they have a deal with the Barclays Center for NXT, and then I think for whatever reason they have some sort of tied in with MetLife, so I...
Yeah.
Who knows? I guess, you know, I think right now they're predicting that for WrestleMania it's supposed to be like 50 degrees. It's supposed to be colder than, you know.
I like but, that. Let them all suffer through 8 hours.
Well, exactly. I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I get it if it was out west or something or down south in Orlando like it normally is outside. Mm. But I know that we have friends of the show coming. Matt Willis is coming out over from the UK and Grant Bagshaw is going, or he's going up to New York City, and I'm like, you do guys realize it's going to be colder than hell, you know, and it's going to probably be like 50 degrees if you're lucky. But and I'm like, all right, have at it. I'll be warm in my house and watching it on TV. So,
yeah.
So we're gonna try. I don't know if you guys did this. I think you did when we talked before we started recording. But who are you guys gonna have for your broadcast team? Justin, you want to start with yours?
Back out, Jim Ross! I got to go with Jim Ross, the greatest of all time, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and another personal favorite of mine, Tony Schiavone.
Oh, there you go. I think that's a common between the three of us, I think, but
yeah.
I could be wrong. Do you have any backstage interviewers or no?
Actually, yes, I do.
Awesome.
The greatest of all time, Mean Gene Okerlund, and actually Matt Stryker.
Ooh, the teacher himself.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wouldn't have... interesting. I'll just leave it at that.
You know what? After Lucha Underground, I really dug his work and the way he presents stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an awesome talent in that aspect. Now, his wrestling, on the other hand, and his character, you know, we won't get into that because that's kind of BS within itself. But I think right. Lucha kind of proved what his strengths were, you know?
You know, he's over at MLW now, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, they got a big show tomorrow night, right? You guys
yeah,
are
I'll be there.
At? Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Michael's going to be there too.
Like yep. I said, I'll be watching from the comfortability of my own home and a couple adult beverages. So
we're going to cut your feed.
Yeah, why not? Well, they're all those Canadian drafts, so...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Eh? So my broadcast team is going to be a three-man booth. It's going to be Gorilla Monsoon on play-by-play.
Nice. I was so tempted to pick him.
You know, he was, when I started watching wrestling in the early 90s, well, the first, when I first started, took a little break, but when I first started, he was that voice of the childhood.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sure. And, you know, it's just, you can't, it's hard to describe it because unless you actually listen to him or listen back to him now, yeah. So, like I said, a three-man booth, I'm going to have him tag team with Bobby Heenan and Tony Schiavone on color
nice.
Commentary. Both
now,
these guys.
Tony Schiavone with or without the mustache, though?
You got to go with the mustache. You have
That's
to.
Right.
You have to. There's just I'm just waiting for him, you know, to grow it out, you know, just grow it out a little bit more.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. my backstage interviewers, I'm still going to go with Mean Gene, the best of all time. And I'm going to throw a little curveball in there, too, with Sean Mooney.
Nice.
You know, another exactly. And then another guy that, you know, voice of the childhood. You know what I mean? Whenever you saw early WWE, WWF at the time, you saw Sean Mooney. You saw Mean Gene Okerlund. You know, and, you know, you throw these guys in there, it's definitely going to be a heck of a show for one thing. So, Michael, who do you got?
All right, so for my announced team, we're going to have Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and we are going to go ahead and go with Vince McMahon to also be an announcer.
Jeez, getting paid under the table or something?
What a maneuver!
Are there cigars under that table?
There you go. And the backstage interviewers are going to be. It's actually going to be Mean Gene Okerlund and Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, you can't really go. You can't go wrong with that. And whether you have Schiavone or anybody, whether it be in color commentary or interviews backstage or whatever, you're still. Those guys, any amount of them is going to be a fantastic job doing backstage.
I think Schiavone is very multifaceted when it comes to either, you know, commentary or backstage.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mentioned this to Michael before too, but Tony Schiavone is kind of one of those guys that, you know, you want to go to the bar and have a beer with. Just here's a beer, go. Tell me about, you know, 97 Halloween Havoc, go. and just down and have him tell your stories and just be there all night. And like I said, he's another one that, you know, childhood voice and all that good stuff. So
hey, real quick, not to cut you off, but
no, you're good.
Did we I don't think we even discussed a ring announcer, and there can only be one.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. Without question.
Do I even have to say it? I'm gonna let you. It's your guys' show. I'm gonna let you say it.
Do you want to go, Michael? I'm assuming it's gonna be that guy. But
it's Fink, right?
Yeah. For sure.
And he apparently, you know, I'm sure you guys saw it on Twitter this morning. Unfortunately, he's taking the turn for the worse as well. He had a major stroke either recently. I don't know. They didn't specify which day, but. It's just hit between him and Harley Race isn't in good spirit. It isn't in good condition either. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, the next few years are going to be those couple of years where we're going to see a lot of these legends pass on, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Obviously, recently we saw Gene Okerlund pass away. Bobby Heenan, you know, semi-recent. It's probably been a few years. But... it's just you get those voices that, you know, thank God for, you know, the network now. You can go back and see them and listen to them. But, you know,
Speaking of voices, Bobby Heenan, I mean, his story is super sad. You know, he was voiceless for a long time, you know, after that throat cancer. And he's another guy, I believe he's an Illinois native. Illinois, or was he born in Chicago or something like that?
He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah, he's a Midwest boy, you know, and... Mm-hmm. The greatest of all time. I mean, you put him doing anything, and Bobby, he was gold, man. Love the guy.
I still remember, I think I was talking to Grant Bagshaw, and he took his boys to a Comic-Con, but a wrestling convention. And Bobby, this is before Bobby passed, and Bobby Heenan was there, and he's still playing jokes on that whole, hey, look down, what's on your shirt, and hit him in the nose kind of thing, and he didn't have to talk, and he like ribbed you unmercilessly. And it's just, you know, unfortunate, but, you know, to kind of make light, not make light of, but kind of get on a better terms, we're going to start with our 11 match card. You know, I figured, you know, a lot of WrestleManias are going to have at least a dozen matches. This time, in the recent years, you're looking at 14, 15 matches. It's like, that's just way too many.
Real quick, before we get into our matches, let's hear from our sponsors at Blue Chew. Hey guys, here at Revisionist Booking, we love to rebook the finish on many of the matches that we visit throughout our podcast. Well, now you guys can rebook your finish in the bedroom. So, you want to increase your performance? Get that extra confidence in bed? Well, listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, get this, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no in-person doctor visit. You don't have to sit there and wait in the pharmacy. And best of all, there's no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're actually cheaper than going to a pharmacy. Right now, here at Revisionist Booking Podcast, we've actually got a very special deal for our listeners. All you have to do is go visit BlueChew.com, and you'll get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code PERSPECTIVE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code PERSPECTIVE, to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the Wrestling Perspective Network. And as always, you're welcome.
So, what a better way to start with this card. You know, we're going to have Dress, we'll have you start with your first match, you know, in no specific order. If you kind of want to play around with the order, I don't know, as we go, that's fine. But what would you have as your first match on your WrestleMania card?
Now, here's the thing. I didn't really, I guess, have the time to put into, like, thinking of card placement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to kind of throw it out there because every match I picked was pretty much a dream match for me.
Sure.
I'm going to throw out Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Rob Van Dam.
Awesome.
Hmm. Now, who would you have go over on that? Did you?
RVD.
Oh, of course.
And that was a tough call for me because, dude, I, being a child of the 80s, I loved Ricky the Dragon. To me, he was like Rambo mixed with Bruce Lee, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He probably still could go now when he's, you know, in his twilight years. You know, it's just he could still go. He was still he was facing Jericho or something.
Jericho, yeah. Yeah, out of all those guys, he looked the best. It was kind of a sad match to watch. You know, he had Jimmy Snuka looking like the freaking mummy.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know what they say a lot of times though. It's not the fire that gets you; it's the smoke. So it makes sense to have RVD go over.
Right.
I still want to mess with a dragon, though.
I know it's hard. It's hard, man. But I don't know.
It's 420.
I had to take RVD in that one.
It's 420 somewhere.
Obviously. So, Michael, what did you? I'll let you go. I'll go last this time around. You know, what did you have for your first match?
All right, gee, thanks, jerk. So
anytime, chucklehead.
There you go. So, my first match. I'm just gonna start it off. I'm gonna start this off red hot. And we are going to have Stone Cold Steve Austin against CM Punk. To me, that is one of the biggest dream matches because you have the beer-swilling, dare I say, alcoholic redneck from West Texas, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then he is going to go up against the voice of the voiceless, CM Punk. I think this would be a great match. At the end of the day, though, there is no way in HE double hockey sticks that I'm not going to put over the one and only Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's right.
I figured you'd try to do it because you're close to Chicago there. And, well,
that's an interesting thought, right? But at the end of the day, if we really truly think about it, CM Punk had, even though Austin's run was limited, at least while he was in WWF. I mean, obviously he had a vast career in WCW and a little bit in ECW. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, Austin is obviously the more over performer. As well as the fact of, you know, CM Punk hasn't really done a lot of favors for, you know, people that are a fan of his and perception of him. So.
Hey, go ahead.
Sorry. You guys gamers at all?
Yep.
Yeah.
I take it in this. I like this, and this kind of gave me, your pick kind of gave me the idea for. Did you ever play WWE All-Stars?
You know what? I did not, actually.
Is that one of the older games, or is that one of the newer ones?
Oh, like 2011, 2012.
Yeah, I remember it.
Oh, okay.
I
like that mobile game they have now where the characters are all huge and exaggerated off of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like that's a puzzle game.
THQ, I think, developed it. But they actually did, they chose that match as one of the dream matches.
Yep.
And they put together an actual video package where it seemed like they were going back and forth.
Yep.
And it was cut together really well. And, I like the whole CM Punk straight edge, like against the beer swelling, Stone Cold. Like,
yep.
I like that pick, man. It reminded me a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, that's where I remember, and they actually did full on interviews. Like Jim Ross interviewed both of them, and it was actually pretty cool. I would have loved to see that happen in real life. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Never was a big fan. Never really got CM Punk. That's why I called him CM Trump.
Well, that's good. Well, that's because you're a little lame too. So that's okay.
Well, no, there's a story behind it. I went to a live show. I asked the guy for an autograph, but he ignored me. So
was he in heel mode or no?
No, this is great. This is completely after the show.
Yeah, but RJ, honestly,
was around.
Yeah,
how many
it's
times?
Like Jericho.
How many times is
my
it?
My buddy JR rips on Jericho, like, oh, I tried to get his autograph at the time. He wouldn't do it. I'm like, was he heel at the time? Well, yeah. Well, hey, man, he's got the whole kayfabe thing. Some of those guys, they still do it, you know?
Yeah, this might have been during his, I think it was early when he just got over to SmackDown, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When he was doing Straight Edge Society?
No. This was earlier on, right after he debuted. After he debuted on ECW, they actually had him come to SmackDown and wrestle dark matches on SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
So I saw him at dark match. Yeah.
Well, you're not from Chicago, so you don't get an autograph.
Yeah. I can't say anything to that.
No, he's not an Islanders fan.
No. Guy wouldn't do that to myself. So, anyways. So wrestling. So a lot of the times when Michael, you and I have done WCW pay-per-views, and nine times out of ten, what do they start with?
Cruiserweight.
Okay, my first match is going to be a cruiserweight match. However,
this is a WrestleMania
triple threat cruiserweight. Just listen, God, Michael. It's going to feature Eddie Guerrero taking on Finn Balor, on Rey Mysterio in a triple threat match.
That's a good one.
And without question, I'm going to have Eddie Guerrero go over.
Yeah. Is it? Now let me ask, is it just because he's no longer with us?
No, out of these three, I think that he, not to diminish the other two, but I just think Eddie Guerrero was the better wrestler out of the three. And obviously is better than Finn Balor. Balor still being, young, obviously younger than Rey Mysterio.
Look at that lineage that he has too. I mean, the Guerrero
exactly.
Family.
You can't even with
Rey, man.
Right. Even with Rey wrestling since basically he was what 14, 13 or whatever in Mexico or what have you.
Taking his uncle's name.
Yeah. So, you got to start hot, like you guys said, especially at WrestleMania. You got to start hot, get the crowd warmed up, and, keep it going. And obviously with this card, obviously it's going to be a good card regardless, obviously. So, Justin, what is your second match?
Well, my second match, if you want to keep it hot and heavy, this is a huge dream match for me. It's Matt Riddle versus Kurt Angle.
Interesting. We may see that one day. Well,
yeah, I think Angle's done. I think he might be done after Mania. I mean, he's in his 50s now. I know he could still go, but I've read a lot online that you could just see it in him, man. It's he's got to be done.
He was kind of one of those guys that, he's the guy that Father Time forgot kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of similar to like a Ric Flair, wrestling until he's like, obviously Angle had a couple more issues than Flair did, but,
right.
He was one of those guys too. He's still, amongst other things. But yeah, that I would absolutely, I would love that, to see that, that's for sure.
I think it's a good clash of styles and two legit, you know, super athletes. And I actually, in this match, I got Riddle going over, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's rumors, I'm sure you guys have seen them, as far as Riddle coming up and, you know, going against Lesnar eventually. And it's just like, man, that's going to be like a car crash, man.
Yeah, how are you guys on Riddle? You guys, yes, no, you dig him?
I haven't seen enough of him, personally, right, to really, from what I've seen, I like it. But I want to see how NXT develops some more, and then eventually, obviously, up to the main roster. But
I think he's like a future Kurt Angle, and that's why I picked that match. You know, other similarities, how quick he's caught on, his passion for it, and dude, he's a complete package. If you can't tell me you don't dig that theme song, come on, man.
Oh, God. Now, Michael, how fast do you think Riddle could tap you out?
I think he could tap you out faster than anybody else.
I think he just tapped all three of us out.
Yeah, pretty much. So what do you got for your second match here, Michael?
So my second match, we are going to have the one and only Andre the Giant, the legend. He is going to take on Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
The Beast Incarnate. Wow. So
That's a hell of a match, man.
It is. You're gonna see a lot of it's gonna be what's the term? Like a monster truck rally, right? And
I don't think we're gonna see Suplex City in that one.
Yep. He's gonna try, but it's not gonna happen, and Andre the Giant is just gonna be too much to overcome. Andre the Giant slays the Beast and beats Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I like it. Talk about a car crash, man.
Yeah, that's like a semi wreck.
pretty much.
Work with semis. Come on, man.
Oh man. Yeah. So my next match is going to pit one Hall of Famer and one future Hall of Famer. I'm going to have Randy Macho Man Savage. Ooh yeah, dig it. Taking on, well, probably the ageless one, we can call him at this point, Chris Jericho.
Ooh. Yeah, dude, man. See, I was thinking about this. Macho Man was the only one I wasn't able to work into a match. I was really, and I really like that pick, man. I really like it.
You know, yeah. I wanted to get, you know, Savage. You know, he had the semi-aerial. Obviously, all these guys are obviously going to be in their heydays. You know, Chris Jericho was kind of one of those guys where he could wrestle anybody and make the match look great. You know, and I'm thinking to myself when I wrote this down, I'm like, okay, Savage and Jericho, who the heck am I going to pick to win this? And then I'm like, oh, man, I got to do it. I grew up watching this guy. I picked Chris Jericho to beat Savage.
Oh, wow.
In an upset. I hate to call it an upset, but if you look back on the history of Randy Savage and Chris Jericho, Savage was just that much elevated. So I'm like, man, I hate to have him lose at WrestleMania, but
I think Savage would love to put him over, though.
And that's how I looked at it, too. I'm like, okay, you know, Savage would, in their heydays, they would absolutely steal the show. Absolutely. And they could put anywhere. Obviously, I have it at number two, but this could go anywhere on the card and just be absolutely phenomenal. So,
yeah, those guys, both of their in-ring psychology, man, that's it. It's like, I want to throw out old G.I. Joe references, Dr. Mindbender, you know, damn, dude, that would be a hell of a match, man.
It's our third match of the evening. Justin, what do you got, man?
Well, I got, I'm going to go with a quadruple tag match here. A fatal four-way tag match with the Young Bucks, LAX, the Usos, and the Lucha Bros. Wow. Anybody want to take a guess on who I got going over?
Michael, you want to take this one? Because I have no clue.
The Lucha Bros?
No, I'm going to go with Young Bucks.
Oh, there you go.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was a somewhat hard decision. I'm not a huge fan of the Usos, but I do think they are good, and I wanted to include, one of the good WWE tag teams. But for me, the Young Bucks, man, on that stage, and for what they've done and who they are, I got to go with them. Well, I think that would be one hell of a match, you know?
Oh, yeah, without question. You can't go... Obviously, like we said before, you're not going to go around with any of your matches on this card with that. But, Michael, what do you got for your third?
So, for my third match, we're going to have a flag match between Kurt Angle and Bret the Hitman Hart. Basically, your prototypical U.S. versus Canada. And here, the United States will reign supreme. Kurt Angle will defeat. He will make Bret Hart tap to the ankle lock.
I like that. That's a great matchup. That's actually one for years, and I think I've heard Brett in interviews say that too. That Kurt Angle was one of the he wishes he could have wrestled him. That's a super awesome pick, man.
Thank you.
Did you look at my picks my card before you said that?
you're giving yourself way too much credit.
Yeah, obviously. I looked at yours, I'll be honest with you. I didn't have a flag match because, well, that's just too gimmicky.
Really?
Yeah, really, yeah. But I am still going to have a stipulation, though. I'm going to have a submission match between Bret Hart and Kurt Angle. Two of the best, if not the best, submission wrestlers or grapplers of all time. I'm going to have Bret Hart go over on Kurt Angle, though. And yes, it is because he's Canadian. Excellence of execution versus the American hero, Kurt Angle. You know, they're going to be standing the whole match. You're going to have Bret Hart have Kurt Angle tap out to the sharpshooter.
Ooh.
There you go.
Canadian deathlock.
Something like that, yeah.
He learned that move from Conan, right?
Did he really?
Yep.
Never knew that.
Yes, sir. Dropping that knowledge.
Now you know. Now you can have that NBC little
The more
knowledge is power, the more you know thing. I just butchered it. That's just terrible. So what do we got for our fourth match here, Justin?
Actually, I'm going with the women on this match. And this was a very hard one to decide, and you guys might shun me for this, but I'm going to do a no-holds-barred match with Tessa Blanchard versus Becky Lynch.
Ooh.
Tessa going over.
Ooh. Ooh, Tessa goes over the man.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, not that I'm objecting. That's absolutely phenomenal, but
it's my whole thing is I love what she's doing. I think she is like the female version of Tully, like times 10.
Mm-hmm.
I loved just the thought of this match happening. You know, there's so many similarities, and put them in a no DQ match and see what the hell happens. Oh man, I had to have Tessa go over though because I think she's the best woman's wrestler that there is right now.
Yeah, like I said, you can't go wrong with that, but. What do you got next, Michael?
All right, so for the fourth match, it's going to be Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan. And just because I want to upset RJ, Hogan is going to reign supreme, and Hogan is going to defeat Ric Flair at WrestleMania.
Yeah! I love it.
That's it. I can't do the show anymore with you. So, yeah.
Michael, that was a very, very wise pick of you. You know, going with the Hulkster, brother.
What you gonna do when I crush?
Yeah, man, 24-inch guns. You know that was supposed to. I was telling you guys, I was at Mania 8. That was the match that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Was Flair versus Hogan? That would have been like the first time. That was like the big dream match, you know. And unfortunately, we ended up getting Sid versus Hogan and. But I did get to see Randy Savage in that gold attire versus Ric Flair. So
yeah.
Yeah, well, you didn't go home disappointed, especially with that match. I would, if that was you know, that was a secondary match that definitely wouldn't upset me, but
right,
yeah, it's just, I kind of made for, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I made the comment that I would never ever book Ric Flair to lose in any match, and Michael is basically taking me to task with that and tried to upset me to do that. So, and unfortunately, eventually I'm going to have to, but for the time being, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I get you. I get you, man. I think Flair's another one of those guys, though, that if he saw something in you, I think he would love to put you over, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It would sting, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure numerous other guys as well for throughout his long career, but... So, my fourth match here is going to be for the Tag Team Championship. I'm going to have two Canadians, obviously. Edge and Christian, with the championships around their waist, taking on legitimately the best tag team of all time, the Road Warriors.
Oh, yes. I can't disagree with that.
As painful as it is going to have me to say this, growing up a fan of Edge and Christian, I'm going to have them lose the straps to the Road Warriors just because the Road Warriors are that good. Like I said, they're arguably the best tag team of all time. I don't care. Anybody can, you can at me at Krasinski, RJ, and tell me a better tag team than the Road Warriors.
I got the Road Warrior Animal Wrestling buddy looking at me right now.
I actually had the old school, I don't know if you guys did, the old school, those big, tall rubber wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
I had them. My father thought it was a good idea. Hey, he's not playing with them anymore. I'm going to throw them away. When I was little, I actually had Animal and Hawk nice. Of those. And unfortunately, I don't have them anymore. So that's another story for another time. But
nice story.
Yay! The more we know. So our fifth match of the evening, almost halfway there. What do you got, Justin?
Well, I have, and I'm bringing back the European Championship for this mm-hmm. one. And this has no relevance to either competitor. I just wanted to bring back the European Championship, you know? I got that Return of the Living Dead thing going. I opened up a can of Trioxin, out came the European strap. This is a battle of the behemoths. I'm going to have Brian Cage versus Scott Steiner, baby, yeah! With Brian Cage going over.
Hopefully Scotty won't have to do math.
Yeah, you know what, though? That math actually makes sense. Somebody made sense of it. It's on YouTube. I couldn't believe it, but I seen it with my own eyes.
Well, all I know is Canadian math, and I don't think he did Canadian math, so.
No. He only mentored the Canadian Destroyer.
Oh, God, everybody does it now. There's another move that everybody's doing too much of.
That sucks because I think that's my favorite move the last 20 years in wrestling, dude. It was, like, super innovative, and now it's so plagiarized to where you look at it, it's like, eh. And that sucks because it really is a super cool move. Like, I remember watching early TNA when I first saw Petey Williams. I was like, holy, what just happened? You know, that along with, like, the Muscle Buster and the Styles Clash. Like, back in those days, man, there were so many innovative moves, you know, like that, and that was just, like, the holy grail for me.
You legitimately thought that they were dead and hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And especially just the athleticism and the way you watched how it happened, it was like, what just happened? You had to, like, kind of rewatch it back. Like, what did my eyes just see or did not see? You know?
Right. No, I get that.
But, yeah, I got Brian Cage just because he looks awesome in a Bane costume going over Scotty Steiner.
I won't argue with that, that's for sure. So, Michael, what do you got for your fifth?
So, for my fifth match, we're going to get Rowdy Roddy Piper taking on the Macho Man Randy Savage. Two legends in their own right, and it's going to be basically a terrific match. You're going to get they're both very good storytellers, right? So you're going to definitely get an excellent match, an excellent build-up to this match. So at the end of the day, the rowdy one, Roddy Piper, is going to go over on Macho Man Randy Savage.
When you announced that match, Michael, my girlfriend had to she threw up the fist like, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, Piper. Piper's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Nice.
Yeah, and when I'm sure when I said something about Pennsylvania, I'm sure she gave me the finger. So,
she did.
But
you're
like anytime you're, yeah. I mean, anytime you're talking right now, she's giving you the finger, RJ. So, I get her finger's probably getting tired.
As long as you're not doing it, you know, it's all good.
Well, of course not. Well, I can't say I blame her now after that short-winded comment about Pennsylvania. But, anyways, I digress. They have a great hockey team. So you know, when I figured out we were going to do this, I tried to get one match to cram as many people into it as possible.
Right.
And I figured it out. I'm going to have a 15-man battle royal.
Damn it.
Cheap.
Man, I like that. Here's what threw me off is I was, you know, you guys asked me to do this. I'm immediately thinking of singles dream matches. So for me to even do the tag team or match that I told you was like a leap for me because it was like one dimensional. I'm like, damn, and now you're talking about that. And I'm like, I'm super jealous.
So I'll go right through the list. It's not, obviously, I have 15 men. It's not going to be two men, but I'm going to have Andre the Giant, Ricky Steamboat, Kane, Dusty Rhodes, Ron Simmons, Roddy Piper, Triple H, Razor Ramon, John Cena, Diesel, Booker T, Bam Bam Bigelow, Vader, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Justin, your favorite wrestler, Tatanka. Just because I wanted, no, I had him on there too, but I just wanted you to do that. So
the question is, was that Tatanka or was that the Turtle Man?
Yes. But
what, Yokozuna wasn't agile enough to put in this match?
No, but Andre was. Honestly, Michael, I did have him in there, but I knew you were going to bring him up anyways. So I knew we were going to end up talking about him. So he deserves to be in this, but I rightfully so, I couldn't do it. I'm still going to have Andre win. You know, Andre the Giant was that guy.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
He's the undefeated king of battle royals.
Like 20 years?
Pretty much. Until Hogan beat him, but it's like, even that, it's like, okay, did he really beat him? Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something right real quick while you said the Hogan and Andre thing. In wrestling terminology and the wrestling world and culture, is Hogan versus Andre the equivalent of like George Washington on the dollar bill? Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like iconic and just, you know,
there. I get what you're saying.
That's what it is, you know?
Yeah, so you're talking about, like, is it the most iconic match in the history of wrestling? And I would dare say that would be a correct statement, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you sound like Bruce Pritchard when you said that?
Well, I wish I was working for WWE right now. Well, maybe I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, they hired him so they could kill his podcast.
Allegedly, they're still going, but I just... I don't see how it's possible.
Black Label Pro, they're going to be out here for the Whoop There It Is tag team tournament.
Yeah, are you going to that, Justin?
I was planning on it, but unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I get my girlfriend's birthday party is the same night.
Yeah.
So this will be the first Black Label show that I've missed out of the last several. So I will not be there, unfortunately.
See, now you're getting the finger.
Yeah. Yeah. It might feel good though, so who knows?
There you go.
Can't really segue off of that, can we?
The next one is this is gonna be a Blue Chew on a Pole match.
There you go.
Between Ravishing Rick Rude and Joey Ryan.
Oh God.
And hey, I had to keep it real, you know, I got to go with the legend, and I was a huge Rick Rude fan growing up. I'm looking at his action figure right now on my wall. I'm going with Rick, man, the Rude Awakening, climbing that pole to his ultimate destiny.
All right. Thanks. All right. So, can't go wrong with that.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
What do you got for your six, Michael?
All right, so my sixth match is going to be, this is where we're going to get the women's match in, and we are going to get Trish Stratus taking on Medusa.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
So it's, you know, this is going to be a Lunder Blaze, I guess she would be called since this is WrestleMania, but man, we'll call her Medusa. And so this is obviously going to be a great match back and forth, two great female competitors. But at the end of the day, RJ has his rule about Ric Flair. I have my rule about Trish Stratus. Never going to book her to lose. Trish Stratus is going to defeat Medusa.
Sweet.
And the real winners are the fans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, do you consider Alexa Bliss to be somewhat of a modern-day Trish Stratus?
In a sense, yes. I don't think that their styles are all that similar. I don't know that that's
maybe
a direct
just
comparison.
Like personalities.
So how can I say this? So Trish Stratus would be, you know, much higher up on the sex appeal to me than an Alexa Bliss. I think Trish had more to offer.
Yeah, she's simply Stratus faction, man.
Oh yeah. So but Alexa Bliss I do think is a very talented competitor. I'm probably in the minority. I actually think Sasha Banks is pretty I think she is a good competitor as well.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So, but yeah,
I just want to get you to blush. Kind of try to have you explain that.
What
exactly? No, which one's better looking?
Which one's better looking? Are you?
Well, no, you're just trying to explain it.
Are you blind?
Well, I'm Canadian, so I have to go with the Canadian.
You're welcome. You get an A- for effort.
Thank you. So what the 2 A- is today? Okay. Well, I'm going for the baker's dozen.
You just like that additional support.
Of course. Without question. My sixth match is going to be for the Intercontinental Championship.
No, it's not.
It's why not?
I'm stripping you of the title.
What, I have a no-compete clause now? Oh, wait, that's right. I'm going to AEW. That's fine. Okay.
AMW root beer?
That too.
Ooh, oh, wow. Wow, that's super awesome. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard that comment in about 10 hours, so okay. That's good.
I'm living in a bubble.
Yep, bubble. You are living in a bubble.
Or is it a cream soda bubble? You decide.
It's a wrestling bubble.
You good?
Next.
Anyway, so my Intercontinental Championship match is going to pit the champion,
tournament,
Mr. Perfect, against Seth Rollins, against Owen Hart.
Ooh.
In a triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. And you're thinking, okay, probably going to put Seth Rollins over. Not so fast.
No.
Not so fast. I'm going to have Owen Hart.
I have to disagree with
regain the Intercontinental Championship. And yes, it is because he's Canadian. No, it's not. No, but seriously, no, it's not. I was always a big Owen Hart fan. And there's, in this match, there's not going to be really, technically there is going to be a loser, but, you know, everybody's going to love this match without question.
Yeah, I think it's a good match. Me, myself, I would have booked Perfect to go over. I'm kind of biased on that. I definitely like the match selection for sure.
Yeah. Looking at all these cards, like, oh, man, I don't want to book this guy to go over this guy. But I'm like, you know, it's kind of one of those things you got to pull the Band-Aid off. Just go real quick.
Here, let's go ahead and let me drive for a minute. All right, Justin,
okay,
for your seventh match.
My seventh match will be for the Intercontinental title. It'll be a ladder match. it'll be Austin Aries versus the Great Muta. Two guys who I think Austin has a lot of similarities in Muta as far as style and movement. I have Muta going over just because he's one of my favorite Japanese stars ever. And if you want to do something intercontinental title-wise, I mean, why not go with Muta in the Green Mist, you know?
There you go. It's not quite the Blue Mist, but...
Or the Red Mist.
No. You know, it's definitely green.
There you go.
Now do you guys ever... It's poison. Do you guys ever think that the different mist was a different, you know, different meaning behind it? Obviously, yeah. It's different colors, but...
Yeah, there in the whole story with Muta, he was he had that weird background where he was the son of the great Kabuki, storyline wise, you know. There was something to do. I don't want to BS you guys right now. I can't remember what it was, but I do think there was a meaning behind the different colors of the mist. But it's super captivating as a kid. I mean, what do you guys think? I'm curious to know what you guys thought of Muta because he's one of my favorites personally.
Oh, yeah. Muta was a legend. Muta was, you know, he was that, especially watching him as a kid, he was that, you know, first kind of mysterious
right.
Character, you know, and he had an aura about him. He had a glow. Moves,
like I said, I don't know if you, like, understand what I'm saying, like how he would do, like, drop an elbow or do, like, very similar to, like, Austin Aries is kind of took a lot of that quirkiness, if you will, how he does and performs his moves, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like that little weird hesitation and that jitter before he dropped that crazy-ass elbow on an opponent. And, Austin Aries took a lot of that stuff, man. And I just think that, like, style-wise... I think it would be one heck of a match.
Well, I think if you're talking, you know, something like that, you can even think about like when The Rock and Stone Cold would do their matches, right? Like not just against each other, but you know, just in their matches, they kind of had similar where they would have those exaggerated movements. But I think it told a great story. It was the word I couldn't think of earlier, ring psychology. That's the stuff that's missing from today's product, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. I would say especially within WWE realm, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find a lot of it on the indies or the super indies, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I'm going to move forward with my seventh match before we swing it to RJ. So my seventh match is going to be the Dead Man, the Undertaker versus Sting, the match we did not get that we wanted so bad. And so in this match, it is WrestleMania, and even though in theory Brock Lesnar broke the streak, so on and so forth, I'm still going to have the Undertaker go over on Sting here, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very good match. Both of these characters have their darkness about them, and you know, it's going to be definitely a barn burner for sure. So
looking at my card again.
So then that was my seventh match. RJ, do you have your seventh match?
Thank you, Michael. My seventh match is probably a match that we could very well see again, or very well see at all. I'm going to have family members go at it and wrestle. I'm going to have The Rock take on Roman Reigns.
Oh, my gosh.
However,
come
on. I had to get The Rock in here somehow, some way.
Did you? Did you?
I did. Because he's the most electrifying man in all sports and entertainment.
Believe that.
Well, yeah, that too. So I'm going to have The Rock go over on Roman Reigns just because, well, it's The Rock and I want to do it. So that's about all the explanation I have for that match.
I mean, you almost have to, right?
You have. Well,
but you can't, as much as, you know, slack Roman Reigns gets, previous to the current circumstances, you know,
you take him for what it's, his ability for what it's worth when he was, you know, he was healthy, you know, because he has that lineage, that Samoan lineage, excuse me, and you can't go wrong with that. You absolutely cannot go wrong with that. He's a heck of an athlete, to much the chagrin of a lot of fans out there. I am a Roman Reigns guy. I always have been. I always got him. You know, obviously I'm in the minority with that, but, you know, to get these two guys on the card, you kind of had to put it in there.
All right.
Nice. I like the Aquaman loses.
There you go. So, all right, Justin, do you have your eighth match for us?
Oh, yeah, I certainly do. I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. And this is actually, this match is going to be MMA rules. We're going to do a somewhat of a throwback to the Brawl for All, nice. Except it's not going to be boxing. This is going to be straight up MMA.
Ooh.
It's something I've been very vocal about on Juice Pro Wrestling that I think WWE could do. You know, and I know there's certain like restrictions when it becomes like a real, and I hate to use the F word. I'll never use the F word. It, not the F word you most people might be thinking of, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they do things, you know, if they have a real competition set, they have to go through certain athletic commissions and certain testings and do stuff like that. But I think why have UFC potentially take this fight from you and all this money when WWE could do it and put it on? And hey, it may succeed, it may fail, but I got Lashley going over, man.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, I think all around it's super awesome. I think he's better athlete, but I mean he's got the proven track record, you know, and when he was with Impact doing the Bellator MMA along with Impact Wrestling, and he developed that 15-2 record. I mean, that speaks for itself. It's light years beyond what Brock's record was, even though Brock, you know, got the championship. Bobby was never, he was never handed the opportunity. And he's a guy who has a great amateur background in the military and collegiate. And I think this would be a very interesting match. And I'm very surprised that WWE has kind of ducked and dodged the whole scenario. And I'm very kind of upset with how they booked him, period, upon his return. And so, you know, he's a guy that immediately I thought once he went to, you know, Japan and then went to Impact, that kind of proved himself as far as his in-ring ability and his ability improved on the mic. Why not bring him in and have him like straight go to the top as a guy who could contend against Lesnar? You know, it just baffles me, you know. So I have Lashley going over on this part-time and son of a gun.
Well, all right. So I'm going to move on to my eighth match here. And it's going to be a four corners match. It's going to be Owen Hart, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Jericho, and Mr. Perfect. And at the end of the day, I am going to go ahead and have Eddie Guerrero go over in this match. You know, I think, you know, these are all great competitors, but Eddie Guerrero would seem to stick out more for me. RJ, do you have your eighth match?
Yeah, so now I actually numbered them. So point of reference, if anybody ever does this again, make sure you number your matches so you don't lose track.
Put the Molson down.
Exactly.
I had already numbered my matches, FYI. So there you go.
Yeah, but mine are in red. I don't know why. Whatever. Probably because I'm Canadian. Yeah. So my next match is going to be a match that everybody thought that they were going to see a couple years ago. I'm going to have Shawn Michaels taking on AJ Styles. You can't go wrong. You know, you try to pick a winner out of this match, and it's very, very hard. I just, honestly, with this match, I basically wrote two guys' names out, put it in a hat, and had my son pick it out because I couldn't pick, and he ended up picking up AJ Styles. So AJ Styles taking on
Shawn Michaels and beating him at WrestleMania.
I like it.
Awesome.
I think that should have happened when AJ proposed that.
Yeah, you know, it very well could happen again. Who knows? But what do you got, Mike?
I don't want to see another bald Shawn Michaels match, though.
Well, you never know at this point, but.
All right, so what I'm going to do here, guys, I think for purposes of time, what we want to do is probably go ahead and Justin will have you give your basically your final three matches here so we can kind of move forward.
Yeah, I'll skim through them real quick for you.
Yep, so give us your final three matches.
My final three, I actually had AJ Styles versus Kenny Omega. Nice. With Kenny Omega going over. And then I had The Undertaker versus PCO. With obviously Taker going over. And the last match, the match that we never got, the ultimate match, to quote Dusty Rhodes, if you will, Hulk Hogan versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
And I got to be biased, man. I got to go with the Hulkster.
There you
and
go.
That was a super hard one to pick, man. But
there you go.
You would have to almost, you have to, that would have to be like a best of three series or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, without,
awesome. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and go with my final three here real quick, and then we'll turn it to RJ. So my final three matches we're going to have, first it's going to be the Ultimate Warrior versus John Cena. A lot of intensity in this match. I am going to go ahead and give Cena the rub here. Cena will defeat Ultimate Warrior. For my 10th match, this is where I get my tag teams in. You're going to have Edge and Christian versus Demolition versus the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, what have you, versus the Hardy Boys versus the Dudley Boys. And in this match, there's going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to be intense, but you're going to get LOD to go over in that match.
I love you, Michael.
Yep. And then, so, for my final match here, and I'll try to get through this as fast as I can, it's going to be a faction war. It's going to be at the NWO.
Versus DX?
Which will, hold on, let me finish. we'll consist of Hall, Nash, Hogan, Six, and the Giant versus DX, which will be Triple H, the New Age Outlaws, HBK, and China versus The Nation, which will be The Rock, Farouk, D'Lo, and Mark Henry. So I, you know, it's you know, it helps me get everybody in, right? At the end of the day, it is Hogan again, but it is Hollywood Hogan on the NWO. So use that little escape clause there. And you know, for as far as who's going to win this match, well, you know, it's a WWF match, so it's going to be The Nation.
Swerved you. You know what? Swerved I you. Really like that outcome.
Swerved you.
Sneaky good. Sneaky good. Unexpected.
Yep, because basically, you know, the argument's always DX versus NWO, as it should be, but, and obviously it would be the Four Horsemen too, but we've already used Ric Flair and, you know, I just decided on The Nation instead, I guess, because I needed five members. So, which you can get five members of the Horsemen, but.
Well, a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. So.
Well, and that's why Michael's on this show, because he has a great mind.
I don't know about that.
He does.
Just take the compliment. God.
All right, RJ.
So my three matches.
Your last three.
Are going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin taking on Kevin Owens.
Ooh,
I'm
nice.
Going to have Stone Cold go over on Kevin Owens, though.
Boo.
So
no,
not
just kidding.
So Canadians don't reign supreme on my card. My 10th match is going to be the same. I can't remember if it was, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember if it was Michael or Justin, but I'm going to have Undertaker and Sting, with
me.
Undertaker going over Sting.
It was me.
Okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
I was
sure.
The second gunman on the grass, you know.
God darn it. Back and to the left. So, and then my main event, Michael, you know what this is, without question. It's going to be Hulk Hogan, your WWE champion, taking it on Ric Flair.
And Flair
Ric
wins.
Flair is winning.
Flair wins,
obviously.
LOL.
Shocker.
Never, Never happened.
Never saw that coming,
did you? You ever see the Yappa Pie strap match, Jack? The Yappa Pie! I'm gonna boil your skin off your bones, Flair! That was some great stuff.
Oh, man. So, seriously, though, but on a serious note, Justin, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. You know, last minute, obviously, unfortunately, you know, we were supposed to have Chris Caden on. Circumstances came up that he couldn't come on. But
hey, man,
definitely
circumstances, circumcisions, it's all the same to me.
So, you know, just take the last minute or so to, you know, just plug social media or ways people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, appreciate it. And I'd like to send blessings and salutations to you guys. I had a great time tonight. You guys got a great show, great thing going on. You can find Juice Pro Wrestling. We are on any podcast platform at Juice Pro Wrestling. We're on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling. Same thing with Facebook at Juice Pro Wrestling. We also have a group we like to call the JP Woo, which is short for Juice Pro Wrestling Universe. You guys can share any wrestling culture content you want, past, present, or future, on there. We're on Twitter at JP Dub Podcast. And, yeah, that's pretty much the it.
Well, definitely appreciate you coming out. Definitely everybody give him a follow. Give us a follow. You know all the social media, at Revisionist Book on Twitter, at Michael Berry Sr. on Twitter, and at Krasinski RJ on Twitter. Appreciate everybody that has listened thus far. And, you know, we'll see you next time. And, Michael, you know how it goes.
You're welcome. And, as always,
let the revisionist revolution begin.